Hi, this is Thomas Vogelin. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at Photo Plus Expo in New York City, and I'm with Shane Bowman, formerly of iView Multimedia and now of Microsoft.
Hey, Harris, how are you doing?
Doing fine. So what's it feel like to go from a small company like iView to Microsoft?
It's a bit overwhelming sometimes. I mean, you know, we're at this show at Photo Plus and we're just getting mobbed. And, you know, we had a lot of interest, you know, over the last few years when we've been at shows like this where we've had a lot of traffic and a lot of real interest from the users. But under the Microsoft banner, it's just been a bit overwhelming.
Well, digital asset management is now suddenly a very hot topic in everybody's minds.
Well, certainly with Microsoft acquiring iView, I mean, they certainly made a statement about the importance of asset management, not only to photographers, but to all creative professionals. Apple, when they released Aperture, that was an important step in getting a large number of people to become aware of asset management's importance. But Microsoft buying iView is a much greater, much larger statement because they will bring to bear the marketing engine that will build a tremendous awareness about the importance of this field.
Can you talk about the history of iView?
Sure. It's 10 years old, and it was originally designed for multimedia creators, maybe people who made interactive CD-ROMs, and also for people who were at people like Pixar, you know, where they had huge number of skins that they were in, a huge number of textures that they used to apply to different 3D models. And so some of these creative people who had huge number of files in the very early days of digital, we were able to see what their challenges were.
DAM, or digital asset management, is a very hot topic these days. I interviewed Peter Krogh about his ideas on the subject, and iView, of course, figures very heavily into a lot of these discussions.
Well, you know, Peter's done a great job at showing a complete workflow that he considers to be bulletproof, and in a lot of ways it really is. I mean, he's gone through and really tried to nail down the areas where people can really fall apart. And he's developed quite a valuable solution, I think, for a huge chunk of the marketplace. What's going to happen now is that the video asset management solution, the audio asset management challenges, maybe PDFs or fonts, they all have unique challenges. And as iView grows to be a powerful asset management tool for all creative professionals, not just photographers, I think you're going to see an explosion of people really trying to understand the eccentricities of various workflows for different creative professionals. And so, you know, maybe now there's one Peter Krogh or one Kevin Ames here or there in each field. I think we're going to see hundreds of workflow experts starting to come out to really help streamline the process for everyone.
Well, do products like Adobe Lightroom or Apple Aperture negate the need for a product like iView?
I don't think so. I think they actually, if anything, applications like that shine a light on the importance of applications like iView, because Aperture and Lightroom, while they're very effective raw converters, they do only have a very small component of asset management in the tool. And so you wouldn't take 100 or 200 or 300,000 images and put that inside Aperture. It doesn't really make sense for what the professional needs from Aperture. And so I think Aperture might be great for a 5,000 image shoot in order to do maybe a little bit of project management. But after the shoot's over, what are they going to do with those images? And so iViews can sit there at the end and create a massive repository of all of their images. And I think Lightroom and Aperture, I think they'd be most successful for the prosumer right now, but in terms of the professional, when it comes to asset management, they need much more powerful tools.
And iView is that tool?
It is right now, and I think it will continue to be. Microsoft will, I think, be bringing a lot of interesting technologies and ideas to the asset management space. So we're going to get nothing but better asset management. Maybe if it isn't from Microsoft, maybe it's from Adobe 2 months from now, and then 3 months from now, Microsoft, and they're going to go back and forth, and all these companies are going to do nothing but make sure that we have better asset management tools.
Well, even on an amateur level, the average amateur now shoots thousands of photos and has thousands of images within a year on their hard drive that are much harder to figure out what to do with and how to find and how to link and how to rename or how to name properly, right?
It's a challenge for everyone, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's real simple with the digital cameras today to create massive volumes of photos overnight. So, yeah, I think they're going to be, it's a challenge, but that's also why you see in products like Vista, you know, in the operating system that's coming up from Microsoft, you see a lot of photo asset management technology and ideas that was maybe core to our application 7 or 8 years ago is now core to the operating system inside Vista or OS X.
iView is known to a lot of Mac users because it was first a shareware product on the Mac platform, then over the years has grown a loyal following. Is Microsoft committed to continuing support on the Mac platform, or?
They haven't made any formal announcements about the commitment to the Mac space. However, I will say that we have our Mac developers in Redmond, so you can draw your own conclusions from that. And stay tuned for announcements to come. I think Microsoft understands that an asset management solution that's valuable to a creative professional is cross-platform. A product that just supports one platform or the other isn't going to be truly valuable as an asset management tool to the creative professional. So they've told us, and they've shown, I think, in their commitment so far, that they're really committed to making sure this is a cross-platform solution for the future.
Shane, as you know, I had a recent opportunity to really put iView to its test because I judged a photo contest for the Texas Photographic Society, and I had around almost 3,000 images that I had to sort through, and there was simply no tool that I found that was faster or more manageable than iView. The thing I like best is iView didn't intrude on the process. I never had to even look at an instruction manual. I could just immediately dive into it. It was all very clear. To me, the simplicity of that tool's interface was one of its strongest points.
Absolutely. If people ask me to differentiate iView against the competition, I always say three things. It's fast, it's flexible, and it's easy to use. So if you just take a CD of images and dump it onto the iView interface, you're going to get a catalog within minutes. You can get to a successful result in very quick order without having to look at a manual or tutorials or anything like that. It's flexible so that it doesn't intrude. It kind of operates in the workflow where you need it to. And it's fast. It's fast by a factor of 2 to 4 times our competition in a number of tasks. So those things add up for a very compelling proposition to the user. So, you know, I think once they get in there and they just play with it for a little bit, I think they understand quite quickly the implications it can have on saving time in the workflow.
Shane, where can our listeners get more information about iView?
We're still at www.iview-multimedia.com.
Well, I want to thank Shane Bowman of iView and Microsoft for spending time with us today. It's been great. Thanks a whole lot, Shane.
Thanks a lot, Harris. Thanks for having us.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Vogel. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.